Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Well, it's not Steve Arterburn.
Or not Steve.
Yeah, or not Steve.
None of us are.
Steve. Steve is under the weather today. Mm. He's got a little bit of the flu bug, and so I'm the fortunate one in that regard because I get to be with two of my favorite people, Dr. Dave Stoop.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Steve. Nice to see you.
We're so used to saying
so much like Steve.
And you Don are, Larry. You know, we can hardly tell you apart.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, the ways that I'm like Steve. Steve likes to make people laugh. I like to laugh.
You do. Yes, and you have the best laugh.
And there have been times when you have laughed uncontrollably.
Oh, my gosh. And we just laugh watching Larry laugh.
Steve also likes to give advice. And
yes.
And I'll receive it.
Okay. That's a good partnership, really, right? It works for Steve really well.
Notice I said receive it. Yeah. I don't always do it, but I'll receive it.
Listen.
Yeah. We're going to be here for 3 hours today, this program and two others. So give us a call, 800-229-3000. And I wanted to start this morning real quick, Dave. You did some, we have this new video library for our Club New Life people. And yesterday, Dave came in and he did 21 videos.
21. What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
21?
He did. He did.
You're just spinning them off.
I thought I did more than that. No. I did 14 and one on the 12 steps and then eight.
Okay. So it was a series.
What to do when someone you love is addicted or alcoholic.
Mm. And that kind of blends in with what our gift is today. When anybody makes a gift, it's understanding and loving a person with alcohol or drug addiction. And Dave, in that context, help people know just what should a loved one of an addict expect as they transition from enabler to helper?
Not much.
Not much? Okay. You spoke to that yesterday really well.
Because the beginning task is to get educated and to understand what you're dealing with and what you're up against. And all too often, the family members think that the person has a problem, and they have the problem. Nobody else has the problem. Mm-hmm. And the reality is everybody's got a problem.
Right.
And you've got to understand how you play into it before you can learn how to get out of it in terms of becoming an enabler and assisting that. So self-education is the first step. And that's why I'm so big on speaker meetings, and because it's the best place to learn about what goes on in an addicted person, how they think and how they don't think, and how they respond.
And that's absolutely true with drug and alcohol addiction, but it's also true in other addictions, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It'd certainly be true with drug addiction, but it would be also true with gambling, with sex addiction, with even with having a 30-year-old kid living in your basement addicted to video games. It helps you to understand.
Or addicted to home, is that what you're saying?
Well, addicted to home and to video games.
Addicted to being dependent.
And not wanting to grow up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I would say if any of the addiction issues are a challenge in your life, whether it's you personally, maybe it's someone living with you, maybe it's someone you work with or you know from somewhere, a neighbor, a friend, give us a call at 800-NEW-LIFE. And talk to us there. Our staff is prepared to help you find the help that you need for that issue. And if you make a gift this month to New Life, the way we're going to say thank you is sending a copy of the book, Understanding and Loving a Person with alcohol or drug addiction. And Dr. Dave Stoop and Steve Arterburn were the authors of that book, and you'll be glad you received it. So if you'll hold on, we'll come right back and we'll get to the phones and start taking some calls.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. Larry Sonnenberg sitting in for Steve Arterburn, and I'm here with Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jill Hubbard. Mm-hmm. It's a doctor sandwich today.
Yes.
So we are going to go to the phones, and let's go and let's just talk to Tammy in Atlanta on line two. Hello, Tammy. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
We're doing good. How can we help you?
Well, my husband and I have been separated for almost 2 weeks now because it's several things building up, but he is a functional alcoholic. Then I confronted him about inappropriate text messages that was sent to him. A woman sent a picture of herself, and then from that point, I also found out he sent a woman a Valentine's gift, and then I saw him at a restaurant where a woman was touching him inappropriately on his head. So I believe he's having some multiple, at least emotional affairs. He says he wants his marriage. I told him about every man's battle. He asked me for the information. But my question is how effective is treatment for someone who is in denial and you feel as though they're only going to go get treatment because they just want to please you and try to get back home?
Well, it's hard to tell, Tammy, until they do it. I mean, mm-hmm. we don't worry about why they come.
Yeah, any reason to get them there, Tammy. Yeah, you just need to get them there. So if he's going to please you, great.
And then it's up to the leaders and the staff to draw him in and get him oriented, and our people are really good at that. So
okay. So if he goes, well, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
That's okay.
Well, I was going to say, if he does go to the Every Man's Battle, what does aftercare look like? And what are some, because it's just the weekend, and I don't want to mother him. I don't want to be codependent, mm-hmm. but I don't trust him.
Let me speak to that, if I could, because I go to each of those workshops. And number one, there will be a lot of guys like your husband that might be going there to check off a box and think, I'll mm-hmm. just tell her I went, and then it's done with. But what happens at that workshop is pretty powerful. And not every guy, but most, a big, big percentage, I'd say 90% plus of those guys, end up having a heart change and a mind change. They bond with other guys. They're not shamed at all. They realize they're not the only ones doing this. There's just a lot of dynamics that goes into the Holy Spirit coming in and doing a number on his heart and his mind is really what happens. But the aftercare is a weekly phone call that we offer. You'll have to pay for it. It's $100 a month, $25 for an hour phone call with the guys in his group and with a coach. It's usually one of the counselors from the workshop. And they get on a phone call and they work through the 12 steps. And we were just talking about that at the introduction, about what the 12 steps are and how important they are. And in a week or two, we're going to have a whole video series on our site for Club New Life members that go through each and every step. Dave does a brilliant job talking about those 12 steps and the history. But that's the aftercare, is going, being, staying engaged. He got into issues because he was not connected well to other men. And he won't get out of his issues until he finds a group of men that will support him, have his back, he could call on for support.
Right. And Larry, that might also include going to therapy,
going to
couples therapy, and also going to some 12-step meetings in his area, right? In addition to the aftercare group that provides the continuity of care from the weekend and keeps him, you know, connected with those people that he first discovered the new information with, right?
And you will need to be connected. We have a, you know, I don't like to just talk about workshops. We want you to call and get help with issues.
Right.
But we have a workshop for women whose husbands are doing what your husband's doing. Your heart is hurting. You feel a sense of betrayal. And so now, but you didn't cause your husband to go and do what he did. So many women think, well, that's his problem. I don't need to go get fixed. But we're not talking about getting fixed. We're talking about getting some healing for your heart and you finding a voice and you knowing how to respond and work together with your husband.
So you don't feel like you just have to now be his policeman.
Right.
Right.
And constantly playing detective and all of that. Right. That's not a way to live in a marriage.
You'll see a difference in the way he acts and responds, and you'll see that the minute he gets home. And if it's not there, then he needs to go again.
Right. It's a scary thing. These guys walk in. I greet every guy at the door and say hello. And these guys come in and they a lot of them are very, very anxious. You can see in their demeanor. They're not looking at you in the eye. They want to just get in and get out. But I'm telling you, by the weekend's over, they want to go on a road trip together. These guys are connected. So,
okay.
And the other one last thing that came to my mind is he might feel that it's too expensive. That's a very common thing that guys will say. If it's sincerely a financial issue, we'll help you with a scholarship. We don't just give out grants and scholarships to anybody to get them there. But if they'll fill out an application and we can see that it's a strain on the finances, we want to help them get there.
Okay. I didn't know when to let him back home. I want to see signs of change, but I don't know what I'm looking for before I know it's time for him to come back.
You'll know it when you see it.
I think our book, Worthy of Her Trust, is a good one, and I think even for women to know what they should expect, right, for both of you. So that would be a good book for us to send to you so that you can get an idea of that. I think since he's out of the house, if he's making moves towards getting help, like going to Every Man's Battle, that would be a big step forward. And I don't know what you guys think, but if he attends that, then, you know, the willingness to let him back in with conditions.
It's a willingness for him to continue the process.
Right.
That's just a launching pad. And his willingness to continue the process says then you can begin to gradually rebuild trust again.
Yeah, this weekend will not, it's not a fix that he's going to come back and just everything's going to be hunky-dory. There's a lot of work you guys are going to have to do together to make this all happen well.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate your call.
But, her initial question about denial, I think, is an important one because that's what we do on these weekends. We break through the denial, right?
Yeah.
And the denial is designed to fool himself.
Yes.
Not just to fool his wife, but mostly to fool himself.
Well, the other thing I would say to Tammy is that your husband is responding out of some kind of a pain.
Yes.
And he has no excuse for what he did. But there's reasons that he has gone and done what he's done. And so he'll discover some of those reasons, and that will enable him to work on those while he's working to restore your relationship as well. So, okay. Let's talk to Erin in Decatur, Georgia. She's on line 5.
Hi, Erin.
Okay, didn't come on.
Oh.
Not done yet. Let's go to Deborah on line 4. Deborah, hi. She's from Ontario, California,
hi.
Listens online. How can we help you today, Deborah?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I recently had to have my son leave the house. I am a single mom, and he has relapsed on methamphetamines for the fourth time. And he's 22, and he gets verbally abusive with me, and not lately, but in the past has been physically abusive towards me. I need to know, how hands-off do I need to be? Because he is close by, and he wants to drop off his laundry. He wants to eat. I took him to church. I took him to a Celebrate Recovery meeting. But, and, you know, he still thinks I should be taking him to work or when he does go. But I need advice as to how hands-on or hands-off should I be? Because I feel I'm enabling him. And when I, in the past, I have done the tough love where he has been bleeding in the street, across the street, and I wouldn't let him in my home, which was very hard. So that's my question.
Well, you need a lot of support for what you're doing, Deborah, because the principle is, as long as he's using, he's not welcome. Once he gets himself into recovery process, then you gradually let him back in, because as you rebuild trust. But you got to get help for yourself, and I would really encourage you to get to some Al-Anon meetings. Ask some questions where they have Al-Anon meetings that are oriented to parents whose children are acting out. Mm-hmm. We have an excellent meeting here in Costa Mesa where there's about 100 parents that come on a Saturday morning. And it's a real support system, and you've got to have that support system to do what you're doing. And I'm pleased that you've done what you have done, and it's a tough one. Methamphetamine is a tough one to break because it's so addictive and so destructive to relationships and to the person's body themselves. So,
Dave, when you did your video yesterday, one of the things that I think is an eye-opener for people, you talked about when people get belligerent like he has to his mom, it's not him speaking, it's the addiction.
It's the addiction speaking. It's like he gets taken over by an alien force named addiction. And once you understand that you're dealing with the addiction, you're not dealing with your son. Because once he gets into recovery, you get your son back. But when he's using, you've lost him because he's under the control of the addiction. That helps you to know what you're doing. You're setting limits on the addiction, and he's the one who gets the results of that. But it's not really him that's doing it. It's the addiction. It's one way to think about it.
I get that because I'm in recovery right now.
Okay.
I just celebrated 3 years sobriety.
Great!
Excellent.
So I do understand what he's going through, but I also understand that if I enable him, it's just worse because everything in my fiber as a mom wants to save him. And I have another son battling third stage cancer, and I've been helping him for two months. Man. And when I came home, I found out my son had relapsed. So it's just been a tough time with my boys.
Absolutely.
Are you getting
wrong faith?
Is the boy's father in the picture anywhere?
Not at all. Not at all. And it's, you know, I mean, no matter how good of a mom I was or tried to be with God's help, I'm not a dad. And now I am seeing what, you know, the consequences are of not having a father at all in his life, because I, you know, it's so now I didn't help him to become a good man. I mean, I took him to church and he has a pastor who's
that's hard for a mother to do.
It is hard for a mom to do. We're not men. They do need men.
It takes a man to make a man.
Right. But I will say, Deborah, it's better to have no dad in the picture than one that is a negative.
Destructive
influence.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that was my thing with him, with his father. So
right.
It was, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so unfortunately, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, so now you're at this place where you're seeing that he's relapsed now for the fourth time. And so I think you have to look at, okay, what have you tried previously and what hasn't worked? And, you know, what does he need to do, again, in order to, you know, in order for you to help him, right? If he's just sleeping elsewhere, but you're doing everything for him, that's really not him living out of the house. That's just him couch surfing and then doing the rest at home.
And the way you explain that.
What about because he's hungry?
Well, let him be hungry.
No, let him be hungry. I doubt he'll starve to death.
The idea is that when he's using, he's not welcome. Mm-hmm. And when he's in recovery, he's more than welcome.
Then you'll help him.
And let him know that. Just keep repeating it until the message gets.
We're going to send a copy of Understanding and Love a Person with Drug or Alcohol Addiction to you. So thank you so much for calling, Deb. We will be back right after this.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 20th to the 22nd.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
This is Terry McIntosh, and I want to remind you that if there's a struggle you're facing, a relationship issue, or just a desire to improve your life, we have a nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors that we can connect you to. They've been interviewed and their credentials verified, so if we can help you with that, give us a call at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Also, we have an app for your smartphone or tablet. It allows you to live stream New Life Live, catch up on archive programs, read articles, and there's short audio and video teachings as well. Just go to newlife.com and look for the download the app link. It's at the bottom of the homepage. Larry, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Terry. Before we go to our next caller, I just want to remind everybody, tomorrow we're going to devote an entire program to the topic of depression. We'll be sharing information on how to understand and love a person who's depressed, and we'll be taking your questions on that topic. So between 10 and 11 a.m. Pacific time, give us a call, and if you're depressed, a loved one's depressed, give us a call.
But it won't be a depressing show.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Hopefully there'll be a lot of hope.
Promise not to make it worse.
You won't be more depressed after the show.
Okay, we're going to go talk to Ann in Riverside, California. Listens on KKLA. Hello, Ann. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you?
Good. You?
I'm doing pretty well today, thank you.
All right. What can Jill and Dave help you with?
Well, I have an adult son. He's 42, and for the past few months, he's been exhibiting what we would call paranoia. And we're shocked when it happens and unfamiliar with that kind of behavior, and we're just not sure how and when to step in, what to say or do, and, you know, so I need some help with that.
Okay, can you give us an idea about what he's doing, what he's saying?
Okay, well, he finally told us the last time that he came over with this paranoid behavior. He thinks he's a victim of something, stalking.
He's a victim of
stalking.
Stalking? Yeah. Okay.
Gang stalking. If you look it up on the internet, there, I guess it really is a phenomenon that people think they're a victim of. And it, you know, it goes from a little bit. It started out with he thought his neighbors were after him. He has an online business. Now he thinks they've gotten into his computer. He was so afraid that he actually sold his house and moved because he thought somebody, maybe the government, who knows, was invading every part of his life. So, like I said, it comes and goes. It's only been really bad a couple of times, but when it's bad, it's very scary for us. And his brother did go over to talk to him one night and suggested going to a mental health emergency place, and then the son got very upset that his brother wasn't believing him and asked his brother to leave. So, does that help?
Mm-hmm. Wow, it's kind of one of the things about the only thing you can do is to go along with it and to make it, which it seems like it's the wrong thing to do, but it keeps them connected because you. Sometimes medication helps, but it's so hard to get them to get help.
Right. So sometimes, Dave, you're saying, like, join them in the delusion, and then you can point out some inconsistencies.
And a question.
In it, once they've kind of earned their trust in that you're believing some of their story, you're seeing that it's plausible, but you can also then point out, well, I wonder if it also might be this. To help them to start to recognize some of the inconsistencies. It would be really helpful if you could get him to a psychiatrist. And that is the hard thing. So, you know, where it starts to break down and where he's, you know, maybe seeing some of those inconsistencies or not feeling quite right. And when you point out that, you know, okay, all these things you were worried about happening, and you've taken all these measures and yet they haven't happened, what do you make of that? And just planting the idea of, I wonder if something else is going on with you. And sometimes you can start medically too, you know, because there's lots of reasons why people have changes in their brain and in their mental outlook. So sometimes, you know, going and getting a medical workup, a physical, things like that can be helpful. And then in that way, hopefully get to a psychiatrist.
But the problem is compounded by when you try to get him to get help. Mm-hmm. It's like his brother was not believing him.
I know. It's really hard.
It's really hard.
Yeah, yeah, he was very defensive. And, no, I'm not crazy. I know you think I'm crazy. I know you think I'm on drugs. I'm making all this up, but it's really true. And
that is the other thing. Is there any drug use here? Is this a drug-induced?
Yeah, I really don't think so. Okay. He did do some drugs when he was a teenager, but I always think he scared himself straight. He'll hardly take a aspirin if he's got a headache. He really, really is pretty much afraid of drugs and alcohol now. I mean, it could be. I'm not saying, you know, positively it doesn't, but I don't think
I think, you know, while giving him some understanding and empathy of his plight, I think it's okay to, again, express some doubts and says and just say, it seems like maybe something more is going on here. I'm not quite sure.
Is there a book that comes to mind that would be helpful for Anne?
No, I can't think of anything.
I think maybe we send Take Your Life Back. And there might be something in there that could lend you a little bit of support as you go through this. And we hope that you're able to find a psychiatrist. Maybe go together with him so that he feels supported.
Get into a support group of some kind because it's tough.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours could change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. Did you have another comment?
Well, I was just thinking, I would just ask Anne to kind of really reflect back on your son's history. First, see if there's any precipitating events, you know, prior to the paranoia coming onto the scene. But see if there's any evidence earlier in life, you know, like in his 20s of bizarre behavior or questionable behavior. Maybe it was just short-lived, but it passed. Because that's usually when the onset of more severe mental illness happens, is in those young adult years. And then I would also think about, you know, the purpose of this behavior. What, you know, psychologically, what is the meaning of this? And then, you know, maybe if he won't go to a psychiatrist, maybe he'd go to therapy to help deal with the stress of being stalked or the stress of all of these things.
That's a great idea.
So maybe you could get him in that way.
Okay. Well, before we go to the next caller, I just want to challenge our listeners. We, over the last few weeks, through some phone calls and then through a gathering of some friends who want to help the ministry financially, we've had a tough couple of months, so we called and sought some extra support from some people. And these folks decided they wanted to challenge our greater audience by pooling their funds together and presenting a matching challenge. And these folks have been incredibly generous, and they have they are starting to send the money in for us to hold and give as money comes in. But they have given $235,000 committed for this purpose.
Wow.
So if you would like to leverage your money and get a 100% gain on it, send us a gift. And these folks gave in small ways and big ways. We had some nice, significant, I say significant, everything significant,
yes.
But a large amount of giving, and we had some that was smaller. And so it doesn't matter what you're going to give. You might want to give a large gift. You might want to, can only give a small gift. But whatever you can give, if you can give, we want to match this $235,000. We will be huddling a little more to set a date by which this has to be done. We haven't established that yet. But help us, please. Make a gift, and mm-hmm. it will make a difference.
That's so exciting, Larry.
It makes a difference yeah. in the lives of these callers and of the
it
people.
It sure does.
It's not just getting the bills paid. It's
right.
You know, that kind of keeps us looking and measuring.
You've got to pay the bills to be able to help people.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So
we have to mm-hmm. do that, but that allows us to also plan for visions for the future, right?
Yes.
And reaching mm-hmm. more people.
And I just have to say, too, this is a little housekeeping. Our webmaster is sick and not in today, and she is not able to, we're not able to have that amount listed on our website probably until tomorrow. But call us at 800 New Life, go online, make a gift. And just make sure it is, you designate that it's for the matching challenge. We appreciate that. Okay, let's go to Mike in Fort Worth, Texas. I think that's line 8. Yes, it is. Hello, Mike. Listen on KWRD.
Hello, how are y'all today?
Good. Well, how can we help you?
Well, I listen to you guys on and off whenever I'm in my vehicle. Now that I know you'll have the app, I'll be listening to a little more. We're always talking about the gentleman side of the affairs and, you know, sending them to counseling and stuff. But for me, my wife had an affair on me, and I don't know. It's been a while. We're going to counseling now. We're working on our marriage, but sometimes it's really difficult for her to see the lines that she crossed, the amount of energy that she would put into hiding mm-hmm. is not equal to the energy, or that's way more than what she's putting into saving our marriage, and that has me concerned, because it started many years ago. I know y'all had a previous caller about her husband being an emotional, and how she doesn't want to, you know, that it's not healthy to live as an investigator, always looking
right.
and checking and everything else. But that's how I've lived for the last 4 years.
Oh.
I caught her texting a guy 4 years ago. We went to our pastor. She convinced him that it was just paranoia, and it didn't go anywhere from there. And I gave up on God. And
so, Mike, if you...
I didn't find it...
Mike, if you were going to pose a question, what would the question be?
What do y'all offer for a woman's side of,
yes.
like y'all do for the men? Because she knows that it's hurt me, and that we're going through some deep troubles, mm-hmm. but she's still discovering things that, you know, well, I didn't realize that it was, you know, that I was doing that bad. With that much harm.
She wasn't aware she was doing that much harm?
She either wasn't aware or just didn't care. And, you know, y'all talk about every man's
right.
battle.
Well, if we're talking about a workshop, I would say intimacy and marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that workshop, it will, people come, you know, the thing I like about our workshops is people go there expecting one thing, and they always walk out having received more and something different than what they came for. And she will receive, and you will receive, mm-hmm. learning what intimacy is, how to talk to each other. Mylan and Kay do just fabulous things with the
right.
comfort circle and holding time and things like that.
Right, because it really is a breakdown in intimacy.
Yeah.
And you know, while with men, the sexual addiction, it's epidemic, right? So
yeah.
we fill workshops every single month.
Right.
With women, it's a little bit different, and I think it comes from a different place. And so really approaching it more from the emotional connection,
mm-hmm.
which ultimately you have to do with both people. But usually a woman wanders when either there's been some kind of, you know, hurt in her past, some kind of abuse, some father issues, but that lack of emotional connection
mm-hmm.
with a spouse. And not that it's the spouse's fault. She's doing the acting out. But there's a breakdown there. And so if you can reconnect with her heart and you guys can get back to what drew you together in the first place, and she can start to be aware of where she is scared in connecting and meeting her emotional needs, that's a good place to start.
Well,
to men, thanks.
See, that's my biggest struggle is that since all that happened at the beginning, I put her, our relationship above God's relationship, and that was a huge mistake mm-hmm. on my part. Mm-hmm. But I tried everything to be there for her, to talk to her. It's funny, we always joke or kind of kid about I'm the woman in this relationship mm-hmm. because I'm the one with all the emotional, things going on, and she's more of the mankind where she's just closed off and
right.
strong in pride, and you know, it just. And I've tried everything to try to get closer to her, to serve her better, to do more things for her, and then everything still went awry. And I know it's because I didn't remain faithful to God in all that time.
No, I don't. I'm not sure that's the reason, Mike.
Yeah, she could have made her own choice either way, Mike.
She was limited in her choices because she was wounded before you even met her, in ways that caused her to close down and build walls. And if are you in counseling together?
We are, yes, sir.
Okay, that's good.
It's
because
a good start.
It's a long process, but you got to be patient with it. But don't think that it's because you turned your back on God that you lost some resources to help you with that by doing
right.
that.
But yeah.
it didn't
it
cause
hurt you.
Anything because God's not out to get you. He wants to see you guys succeed.
But, you know what? But I think, I mean, everything you've described, Mike, about yourself sounds wonderful, and most women would really love that. But since you're the more emotional one, and you kind of maybe more identify with female characteristics, I think you may need to get a little tougher with her in a sense, because she needs to see you as strong. And not, I mean, this sounds counterintuitive, but not just sensitive. Like, there needs to be both. And it's a hard balance, I think, mm-hmm. for men to achieve nowadays because women want both. We want you to be sensitive and there for us, but you know what? You got to be a man, too, you know? Don't lose that kind of warrior in you. And so getting a little bit more in touch with your aggression, if you tend to be a softer male, would be important in terms of creating that appeal.
What do you think about sending Mike Sherry's book, Intimate Deception? It's kind of counter.
Okay, yeah.
Read it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you guys mm-hmm. read it together.
Yeah, that's a great
idea. It's Healing Wounds of Sexual Betrayal is
yes.
the subtitle. And I think that might help you too. But I would also encourage you to think about our workshop.
Absolutely.
Comes to Dallas in September.
Dallas, it's in September, but if this is really important, you might buy a couple of plane tickets and come to Washington, D.C. in July. Call we can connect you to our call center, and they can give you more information about that and help you with that. So we're going to be here 2 more hours. If you're on the line, please hold. For the open lines, call us at 800-229-3000. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, Steve Arterburn here. I'm really looking forward to being with a lot of wonderful people at our Life Recovery Conference in Washington, D.C. It's a great time to get a little boost in your recovery, gain some new insight from some great people who understand addiction, recovery, and all that the 12 steps can do down the path toward healing and hope and wholeness. Come join us for the Life Recovery Conference. It's always a great time for anyone who's interested in what are those 12 steps and how better can I utilize them in my life and my recovery. You can even learn how to run a group. Maybe you never thought about doing that, but you'll feel competent and confident after the Life Recovery Conference.
The Life Recovery Conference is coming to Washington, D.C. May 18th and 19th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to liferecoverygroups.com.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, welcome back. I think we'll be able to get in another call. I just wanted to remind you that tomorrow we're going to have a topical show on depression. So call with your questions if it's you, somebody you love, friend, neighbor, spouse, whatever. Give us a call and get some answers to that topic. Let's go to the phones, and where is Sally in Placerville, California. And I think I got the right line. Your line 7? Yes, Sally. How are you doing today?
Hi. I'm doing pretty good. I'm so glad that I got through to you.
Okay. Tell us how we can help you.
Okay. Well, I first wanted to say that you've been such a blessing. All the counselors and the people behind the scenes have been such a blessing in my life and my family's life. And I've been listening and following, supporting you since you started over 25 years ago.
Wow.
And I feel like I know each one of you personally because I try to listen whenever I can, but it's not always possible. I do work full time, but this is the first time I've actually been able to get through.
Well, what's the issue?
The issue is I have an adult son and a daughter-in-law. They have 3 young children, one together, and then the other 2 they each brought into their marriage. And my husband and I believe that they are both alcoholics, and whenever we have gatherings, when we see them, it doesn't matter what time of day it is. And we don't see them that often because we live in different towns, and they have really busy lives, as do we. But there's always alcohol involved, and when that happens, I don't know if I want to say who, but one of the 2 becomes very belligerent and antagonistic, and can say some really terrible things. And my husband and I feel like that if they don't get help and get into recovery, that their marriage is going to end. And they're both, our son's been married before, and so this is his 2nd marriage. And we also lost a son who was killed a few years back, and he had bad depression, and I always wanted to say something to him about it, but I did not because I didn't think he would listen to me, and so I don't want that to happen again where I don't say anything to them because I don't think they can receive from me.
So what do you guys think?
And I should go to celebrate recovery. And
should they talk to them?
I think absolutely expressing your concern, and I think it's the perfect segue to say, I didn't speak up with your brother, because I was afraid, and I was afraid of hurting our relationship. So I'm going to take that risk with you, and I'm just going to put out there some concerns I have, and then it's yours to do what you want to do with it. But I would feel horrible if I didn't express it.
Mm-hmm.
So please humor me. Please humor me in this, because I feel so bad about your brother.
And you're already doing some recovery work, so it's easy to transfer that over and saying, you know, we'll go with you to meetings. We'll mm-hmm. do whatever we can. We invite you to come to meetings with us so we can talk about it if we don't understand.
The speaker meeting, the first step?
Well, if she's already in Celebrate Recovery, that's the first hour is like a speaker meeting, and hopefully they're
right.
talking about addictions. But if he doesn't want to go to a Christian meeting, then go to a secular meeting with him, because it
well, and
hurt.
I guess ask him if he would you be willing to come and at least get some education?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That and okay. I think, don't you think, Dave, the emphasis on I see problems as a result of your drinking, not that drinking is bad and you shouldn't drink.
Yeah.
Right? Because then you just get written off. Well, you're just, you know,
you just
a Christian that doesn't believe in drinking. Right.
So in offering to have him come with you or go with him to some meeting that he wants to go to, or to find a speaker meeting that's a secular speaker meeting, and say let's go as a family and get educated so we know what we're dealing with, and mm-hmm. we aren't kind of conjuring up problems, and let's talk about whether it's a real
right.
problem or not.
Well, and even if you would just go just for me, you know, if, again, mm-hmm. however you can get him there, could you just go for me so I feel like I've at least
and I'll
know,
watch the kids
done
while
what,
you
done
while
what
you and
I
your
can,
wife go
what I can do, mm-hmm. and then it's up to you guys.
Yep.
And then I'll back off.
Sally, thank you for your call. I wish we had a little more time, but we're running short
I
on,
hope that
on the
helps.
End of the program here. We'll send you the book,
yeah, well,
Understanding and Loving a Person with Drug or Alcohol Addiction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And glad you're going to Celebrate Recovery and getting some help for
yeah.
yourself, too. That yeah. makes a difference.
Well, I am. I want to remind everybody that we have a matching challenge, $235,000. So if you have a $235,000 balance in your checkbook and you want to meet it today, we would love it.
And you don't need it?
Yeah. But
right?
if you have $5 or $10 or $50 or $100 or $1,000 or $10,000 or whatever you have, it will be doubled. And that will be a blessing to folks like we're talking to on the phone today and who attend our workshops and who read our books and go to counseling. So I want to thank everybody for that. And I also want to encourage folks to remember our Club New Life. Our goal this year is to add to that to the point that we don't have to have these financial struggles because the monthly income will be growing. And we figured that if we could get six people a day and do that all year long. Yesterday we had three people. So we need three of you who heard yesterday's program to come alongside us and join Club New Life, and we need six more today. This video library is growing, and it's really incredible, plus the thank you gift and all these books. I want to close with a word of scripture and let you guys add to it as you'd like. Book of Ephesians is a great prayer book, and one of the prayers Paul writes is, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. That's our prayer for you at New Life. That's why we're doing what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. A lot of hope in that.
A lot of hope and a lot of wisdom that we need to develop as we walk through this life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, last week Steve had a call from a guy that, you know, all you need to do is give him the Bible. We don't need all this PhD stuff and books and psychology. I don't remember who was on with him or if you heard
That's
it.
That's true. We don't need a lot of things in this
yeah,
life, right?
But, and we believe wholeheartedly in Scripture and mm-hmm. in the Bible. But absolutely. We also know that God created a community of believers, and community mm-hmm. of believers often
and gave us
some,
all talents,
and
right?
We have We're struggles, and we have wounds, and there's things mm-hmm. that happen to us. And so the Bible is the trump card, but we believe in all the psychological principles and everything else.
Mm-hmm. Because God is the great psychologist.
Yeah. Yes.
And those principles are underscored in the scriptures.
Absolutely.
So. Yeah, somebody said scripture reveals and psychology knows. Psychology reveals and scripture heals, or something like that. I love that little saying.
Yeah.
Well, call us 800-229-3000. We're on two more hours. See you.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.